Now we're going to get an update on the asylum seeker boat tragedy north of Christmas Island. Indonesian officials say the asylum seeker boat may have originated from Sri Lanka and was carrying up to 200 people. The Home Affairs Minister, Jason Clare, has just held a press conference. Let's hear some more from him.
At approximately 3 p.m. yesterday, the surveillance aircraft detected the capsized vessel approximately 110 nautical miles northwest of Christmas Island. This information was then passed to AMSA. AMSA issued a request for assistance to merchant vessels in the area and offered its assistance to the Indonesian Search and Rescue Authority. The surveillance aircraft continued to monitor the situation. The RAF P3 aircraft, or a RAF P3 aircraft, was then diverted to attend the scene. It arrived at the scene at approximately 5 p.m. and commenced dropping life rafts. Shortly after that, at about 5:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a merchant vessel arrived, shortly followed by two more merchant vessels, responding to AMSA's call for assistance and commenced rescue efforts. At approximately 7:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last night, Navy patrol boats Larrakia and Wollongong arrived at the location and commenced recovery operations. An AMSA aircraft and the Air Force's P3 aircraft provided further assistance throughout the night. Now, here is the latest information. The search for survivors continues today. AMSA is in charge of the search and rescue operation. Larrakia is the current Navy patrol boat in command in the search area. Once HMAS Wollongong has completed the transfer of rescued passengers to Christmas Island, it will immediately return to the search area to recommence rescue operations.
That was Home Affairs Minister Jason Clare. He's been holding a press conference in Sydney this morning.